we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Did you know that a tree has to grow in two directions at the same time? Did you know that?
A tree has to grow in two
directions. It's always growing in two directions at the same time. It's growing down and it's growing up. And what's interesting, if you could see the part of the tree that's under the ground, it looks very similar to the part of the tree that's above the ground. The root system is very similar to the fruit
system.
That's crazy.
I never thought about that.
See what's happening. Look at, right, exactly. Look what's happening to your face right now.
I've seen millions of trees.
Right. And so something as common as a tree, but watch this. Here's what's interesting about a tree. The nature of a tree is that it is both gravitropic and phototropic. Now, you've never probably heard, maybe, have you ever heard of the word gravitropic before?
Mm-mm.
Phototropic?
Never.
Okay. So gravitropic means it grows away from light and towards gravity. That's the root system. It's gravitropic in nature. So the seed goes in the ground, and then the tree starts growing down before it starts growing up. Now, here's what's interesting. When the seed is under the ground, it's dark under the ground, it's damp, and it has resistance. The root system has resistance. It has to push through the dirt to go down further, yeah. Right? Well, the part, once it breaks through the earth growing up, there's no more resistance. And the part of the tree that's above the earth grows towards light and away from gravity. So the tree is growing in two directions at the same time. Now, okay, how does that help me in my life though? That sounds really cool, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that is one of the most beautiful pictures of the way life works that you've ever seen, that I've ever seen. How? It's the work that you do in the dark when it's difficult and damp that makes the work that you do that everybody sees in the light work. Nobody saw you. Everybody sees you now in this beautiful studio, on this podcast, on Instagram Live, on YouTube, on whatever, but they didn't see the gravitropic nature of your journey while you were on your way here, working deep into the wee hours of the morning to become the person. That's the root system. Now, everybody proclaims and professes to desire the fruit system. Everybody wants to grow up towards, oh, just reach for the stars, and I want everybody to see how tall I can be and how sweet my fruit is and blah, blah, blah. Well, that sounds great, but if you're unwilling to go down, you cannot go up.
Well, amen. That preached all by itself, and that's just science. He ain't even no preacher, just science just preached. But that's why I believe God used this example of trees when it concerns us. Amen? Nobody sees that part, the hard part. And nowadays, everybody's so entitled, they don't even want the hard part. They want to just sit on top of the ground and try to grow up. But guess what happens? If your roots can't sustain you, you won't stay up. Amen? So it's about doing the work in the dark. Amen? It's about the time you've invested praying and making tough decisions that may have went against what was normal to others. Those dark, dark times. And we have those. When a seed is planted, its first priority is to sprout roots. So when you plant it, those of you that are planters, I see Emery's nodding ahead. Those of you that plant stuff, you know that tree's priority is not growing up. Not at all. That tree has to first figure out where it is. Because if the soil isn't right, it's not going to grow. It has to figure out, okay, first of all, where am I? And then once it understands the soil and the chemical makeup of its surroundings, then it will start sprouting roots. And those roots are to nourish it so it can grow. That's what you do in the church. You join a church, and you're like, okay, where am I? You listen to a few messages, whatever, try to get a feel of what's going on, and then you got to get some advice to see what you're surrounded by. Amen. Make sure this is a surrounding I need to be planted in so I can have some success growing. Amen. We don't go to a church that we can't grow in. We as believers must grow good roots in order to be strong enough to prepare for further growth. Amen. Amen. My wife just came in the back and was meeting with us about something, and she was saying, you know, I got some people here I know I can depend on. Those are the people who have strong roots. When you don't have strong roots, you're undependable. We don't know what you're going to do. You don't show up and support stuff. Uh-oh. Amen. So we don't know. Romans 11 and 16. For it is the first fruit. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, what else is holy? The root's got to be holy for the branches to be holy. Man, the trees will preach. I'm telling you, y'all, this is just great to me. Structural roots stabilize the tree. If we hope to be unmovable like a tree, our structural roots must be strong enough to keep us standing through tough times. If you're not spending any time with the Lord, if you're not reading his word, if you're not listening to the messages, if you're not applying them, if you're walking around here with a stank face, then let a pandemic hit. We saw who was who. Amen. And your pastor was surprised by none of them. You're not surprising me. I see it on you all the time. I got a room full of hourglasses. People just be giving me hourglasses now. And I just turn them over. Speak to you. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing good, pastor. I'm doing it. Go in the office. Been talking to the wrong person. Nobody making me forget what God has done for me. I don't understand. How can you forget? Do we need to go back to the congregational song, Jesus, I'll Never Forget? Y'all remember that? Jesus, I'll Never Forget. Jesus, I'll Never Forget. Jesus, I'll Never Forget. See, them songs meant something. I'm not forgetting. We grew up in churches where the pastor would purposely try to hurt our feelings. Have us just on the altar snotting and crying for the stuff he just said about us. Told our personal business to the whole church. We feel like killing ourselves. And then before service is over, Jesus, I'll never forget. Because we were singing that because it ain't about us. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. When it becomes about you, you're no good for the church. When it becomes about how you feel, your feelings getting hurt, yo this, yo that, I can't do this because she said, when it gets like that, you already gone. Because it's supposed to be about Jesus. These roots are fortified by our faith in God. The ones that get us through tough times, they're fortified by our faith in God. Thank God for my lovely mother who's here. She missed last week. And man, I don't like when she's not here. Tanya be just married and missing. Boy, these folks, I mean, just frolicking and. Just enjoying life. But they say living their best life. Just living their best life. Well, amen. Matthew 17 and 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. A mustard seed faith, the tiny seed that will grow. Feeder roots are the small fibrous extensions that absorb water and minerals. As believers, we got to have feeder roots. Our roots in the word will supply us with what we need to grow into what God has purposed. Amen? Amen. Luke 8 and 13 says, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots. So that means that there's going to be a lot of folks that come and just receive the word with joy. But when the wind and the waves come, yeah, don't clap. I wasn't finished. They enjoy the sermons. Listen to this. They enjoy the church as long as they're able to do something in there. As long as they got a position, they're good. Take the position and you'll notice something that you didn't notice before. There's no roots. So when the winds, waves come, they just wash away. Nothing is keeping them planted. Says, and these have no root which for a while believe, and in time of temptation, they do what? Fall away. The function of the tree trunk is to encourage the plant to grow upwards toward the light. So after it's dug down, if you can look on this tree at the bottom, you can see how big the roots for this tree are. And they're going down at least 2 to 3 times the length of the tree above ground. Yeah, because they have to hold the tree up and then maintain it. So the trunk encourages the plant to grow upward toward the light. The more light the tree receives, the taller it will grow. Christians should always endeavor to grow towards the light. Amen. Amen. When I start preaching darkness, if I start preaching darkness and something that's unbiblical, then it's time to move on.
That's right.
Not a one of these elders gonna stay if I do that. I'm leaving too, because I did it. That would just be a travesty. But because I'm preaching light and I'm pointing you to the, I never point you to me. Amen. I ain't never pointed you to me. You may have pointed you to me. I'm not pointing you to me. I'm pointing you to Christ and his word. That's what I'm preaching. And he is the light. And as long as we are all going toward the light, then we'll keep growing. We get taller. The more light the tree receives, the taller it will grow. So we should always endeavor to grow toward the light. Darkness will stunt our growth. So we got to make sure we're not taking on darkness that will hinder our ability to see light. Somebody got real offended about me talking about the stank wives of Atlanta last week. Yeah, they get offended. And send you a comment like, how dare you talk about them? How dare they act like that in public? One lady took her kids to school, had her bathrobe on, the bonnet. You know boys wear bonnets. Let me not get into part 15 because I got a whole thing on all that. God just won't leave me alone about this hair stuff. I got some old stuff. But the bonnet, the house robe, house shoes, and pajamas, and walked into school with her kids. Yes, she was black. If you, in case you didn't know. Do they sell bonnets to white women? You gotta have a special permission to buy it. You gotta have a special pass, special permission. Oh, can't say you this. Yeah, but that's just where we are now. The I don't care. You know what happens if you, if you emasculate men enough, then you as a woman don't have to please them in any way. You notice the more they emasculate men, the more degraded the women get. Women just let themselves go. They don't care what they look like no more. Because the men are so emasculated. When you emasculate a man, you take his standard. Ain't no man with a standard emasculated. They go together. Oh. I know. I can't. Y'all know part 15. It's just going to come out. That's just what happens. But that's the truth. Because I'm wondering, like, why women don't care what men think anymore? They don't care. Because men don't have an original thought anymore. They want to get a man at home and make him do whatever they say. Goodness. All his friends got to be checked by her. She getting his phone and answering texts. Folks think it's him. Y'all know that's Jezebel. That's what Jezebel did. With Naboth. That's the exact same thing Jezebel did with Naboth. Bible says she sent letters out in his name and got that man stoned. If you get in your husband's phone and answering his text, you Jezebel. Now come and ask me about it after service if you got a problem with it. Because all I'm going to say is, when did I lie? I had a preacher friend, man. I was like, say, man, why would you say that? Like, what's going on? Oh, man, that was my wife. She had my phone. All right, see you in heaven. What? Witchcraft. For God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness hath shined it in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So the light comes out of the darkness and shines in our hearts. So we grow where light is. Amen. Now you can be where light is and have your eyes closed. Close your eyes right now. Is it light? Now, light is on in here. Screen is LED lights. Very expensive LED lights. If I may say, add that to it. But yeah, those are LED. But if you close your eyes, them thousands of dollars worth of pixels mean absolutely nothing. Because your eyes are closed. Somebody heard me say that about texting on their husband's phone, immediately they close their eyes to the rest of this message. Can't hear nothing. Instead of, man, maybe I don't need to do that. Hey, see, amen. You always on the women. Get on the men. Well, y'all started it. Anybody ready to argue with the Bible? Okay. That's how you know God has saved you, filled you with the Holy Ghost and transformed you. When you know you've been crazy. Yep, Pastor. That's me. My mama raised me to take no stuff off no man. She raised you wrong. It's okay. She just raised you based on what she knew. Can I keep preaching? I think this is a good message, though. It's stepping on some toes and cracking some toenails, bunions, and coins. As a tree grows, old cells die. Just like us. Cell apoptosis, where old cells die, new cells are formed. As a tree grows, old cells die. These cells, when they die, form the bark of the tree. The bark protects the inner life of the tree from disease and harsh elements. So what the tree goes through is blocked by the old stuff that the tree used to be made of. So everything you've gone through has taught you how to not go through it anymore. You went through it so that you could defeat it and not have to go through it again. And it forms. You know, that's why you just can't push away older believers that have knowledge. My marriage is older than you. Like, you're not going to listen to people who have formed this bark around them over time, just learning. Hey, man, don't do that. That's a mistake. Yeah. Oh, no, God told me. Brother, God didn't tell you. Who are you to tell me? God told me. Somebody with experience. That's who I am. Brother, I got experience. I've been there. I know why you're saying it's God. I know I've been through that part. Now, have I been through everything? No. That's why I got some older guys over me. So the parts I don't know, they tell me, look here, little G. They ain't even pastor or nothing. Look here, little G. Might be the N-word sometimes. And I just have to be that. But they can impart some wisdom. No, man, that wasn't God. I feel it in my toe. Through the shoe, God said. And I don't get like that. I'm not like that bent on showing somebody. If you tell me it was stupid, I'm not even bringing God into it. Y'all know most of the time when I sit down with any of you, I'm not telling you God told me nothing. You sit down with me because you trust me to have experience. You trust me to be your leader. You trust my leadership. So I'm just using that. I don't have to, man, God wouldn't like that. Nobody would like it because it's dumb. You ought to bring God in that. But you got to listen to people when they try to give you advice that are older than you. You can't run away from everything your parents told you because you're upset with them. Uh-oh. Sometimes we as parents, we learn the hard way, yet we learn. A believer, when we deny ourselves daily, we slowly grow a defensive mental barrier to protect us from reverting and damaging ourselves. This lengthy, look at somebody say lengthy. That means it takes time. Lengthy process requires what? Patience. James tells us to let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The girth of the tree trunk, meaning the size of it, determines how much the tree can store and distribute. The greater width of the trunk, the more power the tree will have to grow tall. Skinny tree can only grow so tall, and then it'll just fall over. It needs girth. Girth is where the power of the tree is. This growth represents the good things that we put in ourselves. We can only do good if good is in us. Yes, You don't want folk just being able to walk up and grab you, your tree, and just bend it all the way down. Some of y'all just switch trees. Now, if you grew up in grandmama's house, I spent the summers with my grandmothers, both of them, and they always had this little puny tree. Had big, nice trees, but then they always had that little puny tree. And it was there for a reason. That was the switch tree. See, the big burly trees, you cut your own hand trying to get a switch off of that. But them little skinny puny trees, they go out there, boy, get it, strip it down, and you can just see the little green part where they stripped it down. Pull them leaves off, and you know, I'm about to get cut up like Kunta Kinte. Toby! Toby! And grandmothers, they treated you better and seemed like they loved you more than your own parents. Until it's whipping time. Seemed like when they whip you, they know you're not theirs. That changes the whole swing. It's like, you don't matter. You're not mine. Yeah, boy. Matthew 12:34 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, even speak good things? For out of the abundance, whatever is in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Do you ever wonder why you tear people down so much? Why you're so disgruntled and grumpy? Why everything is bad? Check your heart. You are speaking what's in your heart. Can I keep preaching? Branches sprout out to carefully position the leaves so they can all remain in the light of the sun. In our lives, everything we do must be done in the light. God's light will keep us from falling. When leaves aren't in the light, they fall and they die on the ground. So the branch knows this, so it grows and then it begins to turn and twist. That's why, have you ever seen a branch? It's twisted because it's exposing the leaves to the light. Amen. Yeah. And so it's just like our lives. We got to expose our lives to the light. Amen. All the bad stuff happens in the dark. The freaks come out at night, according to Houdini, with a W. Y'all too young. Amen. Y'all didn't grow up in the best time ever, which is the 80s. The 80s, anybody grew up in the 80s, that's the best time ever. Even the most sinful songs wasn't going just, they wasn't sinful. That's a little sin. Cuss word every now and then. Every now and again. And it wasn't even a big one. That's so funny. Defending the 80s. I mean, but we had real food. We played outside. We played at our neighbors. What am I worried about getting molested and chased and trafficked? No van come. The only van came down our street was the ice cream man. Wasn't trying to pick up nobody. We ran around the van. We never got in it. They weren't trying to put us in vans. It's trying to give us fun pops and ice cream sandwiches. And our ice cream sandwiches melted. They melted. You had a limited amount of time to eat that ice cream sandwich. These new ones, Izzy, you can leave it out a week and come back and it's still an ice cream sandwich. How is that an ice cream sandwich? It ain't no ice cream in it. It's a something else sandwich. Y'all remember that? Oh, man, it was just good times. We just all in the neighborhood, just. Y'all remember that? Just fun times. What, nothing gonna happen to none of us. You remember that? Nothing gonna happen. We just stay outside till it got dark. We went back in because it was time to eat. We had played all our breakfast energy out. And it was a lot of energy in that breakfast because it was a Pop-Tart, you know, just some sugar. Wasn't nobody gluten-free? Gluten-free? That's for our old wheat generation. I can't do no gluten. We didn't lactose intolerant. We didn't know what that was. Brother, put some more milk in there, please. More milk, please. Then after I eat the cereal, I'm going to drink the milk. But before I drink it, I'm going to put some sugar in it, stir it up and sweeten it. I might put a couple of ice cubes in there, too. That's a milkshake. Oh, I can't drink that. That makes me dizzy. Dizzy? We get on the merry-go-round, and somebody will turn it so fast, you get off of that, your equilibrium is off for a week. You walking in school just... Where is this coming from? I don't know. That's the 80s, man. Can't go outside now. Can't go outside at all. The boogeyman out there, he driving a van. Neck just bent over, just can't even lift it because you're looking at a phone all day. Just phone. We had one phone in the whole house. And it was in the kitchen. And it had a long spirally cord on it. And if you wanted to make your call private, you had to walk with that long cord, turn around every now and then, make sure it ain't tangled on nothing. Go in your room and close it. Is that Big Mama house I'm talking about? Me and Trina was at Big Mama's house when we was little. One phone. Yeah, if you stay on it too long, the operator interrupt. Your mama's trying to call you. They made it personal, too. Your mama's trying to call you. You need to get off this call. Uh-oh. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go. It's just fun. We didn't need no privacy. Our fun wasn't in private. We're not no private fun. So everything must be done in the light. Because God's light will keep us from what? Falling. John 11 and 10 says, but if a man walk in the night, what's going to happen? You're going to stumble because you can't see. There's no light in him. Leaves specialize in converting light energy into chemical energy. This process is known as photosynthesis. Likewise, we must be able to translate what we receive from God spiritually into our natural walk. Uh-oh. These messages aren't for entertainment. Yeah, some stuff is funny and, you know, I'll make you reminisce. But you got to be able to translate this into your natural walk. Our physical lives must reflect his spirit. Can't make people think you deep and you keep doing the fool. Romans 6 and 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should do what? Walk how? Like you're different. Fruit is produced to nourish others, reproduce, and show the condition of the tree. Christ stated that we would know false prophets by the fruit that they bear. Whenever a tree is corrupt, it will bear bad fruit and reproduce itself similarly. The bad fruit proves that the tree was bad inwardly. Bad fruit is going to prove that something is wrong inside of you. Matthew 7:20, wherefore by their fruits, what's going to happen? Ye shall know them. Summary! It was supposed to have been short, but I extended it. Being like a tree means more than just standing tall and letting everybody observe our beautiful leaves. The arduous process that a tree goes through to stand is of utmost importance. We must endure what? God's growth process. So we can be like a tree that stands and grows toward the light. When we take our time and allow life's processes to occur, we will be fruit-bearing trees in God's due season. Our lives will be stable and secure because we will walk through God's plan instead of running aimlessly with the greater chance of missteps. Growing roots for stability and nourishment is the first step in maturation. Next, we must store up good works to fortify our trunk so that if it pushes us up toward the light. Lastly, allowing old issues and dead things to make us tougher like bark is essential to protecting us from the things that come to destroy us. Your past is for a reason. As bad as it was, and as you don't want to even think about it, but God will use that. He said, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It's Romans 8:28. He'll use that. Bearing good fruit. Now, only then can we sprout branches, leaves, and fruit. Bearing good fruit is God's plan for us all. If we desire to be like a tree, we must follow these stages to what? Completion. God said he wasn't going to stop completing the work on you, but you can stop completing the work on you. Amen. So we got to keep the process going for completion. Matthew 12:33 says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is what? Is what? Known by its fruit. Everyone stand to your feet. Oh, this message blessed me. You know, I show these little video clips in the front because it's just cool to me. I mean, that's why I do it. But I like the information. I like information. So if y'all see somebody on the front of the message and they go and pledge their life to Satan, it don't change the message. I can't, you know, you just don't know what people are going to do these days. But good information. I want you informed. I want you to know as much as you can know. I want you to know everything you need to know to make it through 2025. Amen. Amen. We just don't know. I mean, we are one push of a button away from mass destruction. So we want to be ready. I want my roots so deep that they can hold up any kind of weather that happens around my tree. Any problems that happens. I want to be so fortified, planted by the river of water, being nourished so that the weather can blow all my leaves off and I'm still standing ready to make some more. Amen. If you need prayer, you want prayer for that, just come on up. Strength in this hour. Stronger tree. God, take my issues and what I've been through and let that be the bark that surrounds me and protects me from anything else that comes. Amen. I need my ears protected, my eyes protected. And let a neighboring tree, let their roots reach out and wrap around mine and strengthen me when I'm weak. Strengthen me when I'm in a place where I'm weak and I feel like I can't stand. I need help standing. Y'all, that's human nature. We're all like that. Man, I'm not coming to church pretending I'm stronger than I am. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not in here. You do that out there. In here, man, I'm getting help if help is here. Amen. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this message. And God, we just, me included and everyone else here, we just want to thank you for what you brought us through as a church. I want to thank you, God, for leading us to not be afraid, to not go make a life-altering decision, to just not believe everything the media says, not be coerced by the lies on social media and outlets and stuff, just not to believe everything. God, you kept us during one of the worst times in our world's history. And it wasn't local. It wasn't America. It was the entire world putting pressure on us to make a spur of the moment decision. And God, you gave us information to help us through. You favored us in that hour, God. You kept us. You did not leave us. You did not forsake us. You gave us what we needed. So we thank you right now for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where would our families be? We saw many families break up. Saw people refusing to visit their parents and still living against their parents because of what happened. Folks refusing to go to church, still not going to church, staying home because of what happened. All of those things, just that fear, those lies, that devil, you protected us from it. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we'll never forget it. We'll never forget. We'll never forget it. Now help us to be trees, God, planted, firm, unmovable, unshakable, unbreakable, planted, solid, firm, that can bear fruit in any season and stand in this last hour. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I won't be moved. On your way to your seat, hug somebody and say, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Come on, PJ. I shall not be. It's like a tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Oh, get in somebody's ear and say it. Come on. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved like a tree by the water. Whoa.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.